Hello, and welcome to another Apple This podcast.
Thank you for checking out this podcast. I'm Scott Davert. This time, we're talking about podcasts. Over the last little while, there have been some discussions about what could be done to make a podcast better. What are some tips that people might find useful? We have a guide on AppleViz that talks about it in a written format, but I did want to offer a few things on top of that, along with my insights into the world of editing podcasts as well as producing them. Before I get into that, though, I do want to say that I am no expert in the field of podcasting. I don't know if there is such a thing as an expert in the field of podcasting, but if there is, that is certainly not me. The things I'm about to share with you are just what I've noticed in the last, I would say, year and a half, or however long it's been since I started doing podcasts here on AppleViz. The first thing that you want to keep in mind when doing a podcast is who you're recording the podcast for. Are you recording it for your friends? Are you recording it with the intent of locker room humor? Are you recording it for purposes of just trying to get a point across? Who and what are you trying to do? If you're trying to do a tech demonstration, you know, that's a lot different than just sitting there and talking with your friends and then uploading the podcast later. Also remember that when you record a podcast and you upload it to a feed, whether that feed's your own or perhaps someone else's, it's out there in the public and it's associated with your name. And that's not to try to be intimidating, but the simple fact of the matter is that once you put something out there online and someone downloads it, you don't really have any control on where it will go from there. There are a few other things to keep in mind when preparing to do a podcast. One of them, and perhaps the most important of all, is to be prepared to do whatever it is you want to do. If you're doing a tech demonstration, for example, run through whatever it is you're going to do before you even start recording to make sure that it does what you want it to do, so that you're not sitting there halfway through your podcast going, what? It isn't supposed to do that. I don't know. I've never done this. So it's important to do a dry run and just kind of see how things go. It's also important to do a test recording beforehand. Make sure that your levels are set and it will sound a lot better when you have the finished product. And by levels, I do mean whatever you're using. So for example, if you're recording your voice and you're recording your Mac, you would want to have both of those things set in such a way so that it's comfortable for the listener to listen to. So for example, if I'm talking really loud and I have voiceover set really quietly, you're going to have to really strain to hear voiceover or turn the volume up on your device, whatever you're listening to me on. Now, if you do that and I start talking immediately after voiceover stops talking, then I'm going to blow your eardrums out, and we don't want that either. Another thing to keep in mind is the speech rate at which you record. People go back and forth on this, but I think that it's important to sort of keep the speech rate down to what most of society would consider a comfortable level. 90% on the speech rate is a bit too much. Even 60, I would say, is too much. Unless, again, you're recording this just for your friends. If you're just recording for your friends, you can do whatever you want, but if you're trying to record for a wide range of people, you have to take that wide range of people into account. For example, if I have a hearing impairment and you're using a speech synthesizer that I'm not familiar with, it's going to be hard for me to follow that speech synthesizer. You also have to think about people that have English as a second, third, fourth, fifth, or however many other languages they speak. They may not be able to follow the speech synthesizer when it's talking that fast. Also, there are people who are new to blindness technology. Think about it this way. If you were somebody who had just become blind and you stumbled upon podcasts and the first podcast you heard had a speech rate that was ridiculously fast, it would probably be a little overwhelming to you, as if you didn't have enough to contend with already. So if you want to really podcast for a wide variety of people, it's good to kind of keep that speech rate in such a way that it's going to be comfortable for people to follow. Yes, it may be a little slower, but who are you recording it for? Are you recording it to show off to your friends that you can use your speech on VoiceOver or JAWS or whatever really quickly, or are you recording it to try to help people to learn? Neither one is wrong. It's just you need to be clear on that before you start recording. Another thing that you want to remember when recording a podcast, and another reason why preparing ahead of time is so important, is that we live in a society where people are on limited time, meaning they have limited amounts of time to listen to your podcast, so make that time worth their while. For example, if you need to adjust your speech rate or your recording level or anything like that, do it before you start the recording. Nobody needs to hear that. It's going to take extra time for them to sit there and listen to you, go through your rotor and change the different speed settings or however it is that you have to go about doing that. So please just do that ahead of time, and then it's an extra minute or two cut out of the time that people need to listen to things that most likely aren't even relevant to your podcast. Another thing you want to do before you start, turn on Do Not Disturb. Whatever device you're using, whether it's Android, iOS, or any other device in technology, you will have this feature called Do Not Disturb. And it's great because, well, it won't disturb you. In iOS 7, in fact, you can turn on Do Not Disturb so that it's even active when the screen is unlocked. So if you're doing a demonstration, you won't necessarily have to be interrupted by a phone call or a text message or whatever that might be. Now getting into the actual recording of the podcast, it's inevitable from time to time that things will happen, interruptions occur, people might come into the room if you have roommates, maybe a very loud truck goes by outside your window, maybe you sneeze. Maybe, I don't know, you could insert any number of possibilities of things that could happen that would interrupt whatever it is you're doing. When that happens, you have a couple of different options. First of all, if you're editing your own podcast, when an interruption happens, stop whatever you're doing and wait till that interruption passes. If you can, just pause the recording. And then resume as if it never happened. And then you can go back later and edit out whatever it was that happened. And you will have it set in such a way that nobody even knows that you were ever interrupted. Believe me, I've been interrupted plenty of times when doing podcasts. But I don't think going through what I've recorded, you'll ever hear it. That's because I edit it out afterwards. If you're not editing your own podcast, you may find a friend that will help you. Or, I know here on AppleViz, we do that sometimes as well. I mean, you don't want to overdo it and have like a 4-hour long recording that's actually only 20 minutes of content with 87 different interruptions in it. But, you know, that sometimes things happen. Speaking of interruptions happening, if you're really sick, say for example you have a really bad cough, or you're sneezing a lot, or whatever the case is, it's probably just better to wait until you're better, and then you can do your recording. Nobody really wants to hear you blowing snot all over your microphone or coughing up a lung. We would rather you save your voice and get better, and then give us a better recording later. I mean, I could be speaking for myself on that one, but I know it can get distracting for me. While we're on the topic of recording, and we'll take quality into account for a second. You don't have to have a top-of-the-line setup to produce a quality podcast. I know that here on AppleViz, for example, we've had people who use the same exact iDevice to record their demonstrations, for their podcast. For example, somebody might use a program like Dropbox, which is an app that allows you to record things and then save them in your Dropbox, on their iDevice, and then take that recording that they've made with that exact iDevice and upload it, and it's come out fine. On the other hand, I've had recordings that we've had submitted come through that were done on mixing boards, and they were just really bad because the levels sounded really off, and the people recording them didn't really take the time to listen to what they were doing to see, hey, is this really a finished product? Is this what I want out there? And so, yes, it's true that you can make a better recording with hardware that is more advanced. It's also true that you can make a very good quality recording with something that isn't necessarily so high-tech. For example, yes, I've used things to connect my iDevices into my sound card in the past, but for this particular podcast, I'm just using my headset. There's nothing else patched into this sound card. Another thing to keep in mind when doing podcasts is not to talk over things. Now, I know some people run background music, and depending on what you're doing, that's fine. It might add a nice effect to it. I don't know. Here on AppleViz, we don't care for it, but there are certain things you should avoid. For example, if you're demonstrating an app and you have voiceover going and you're talking, a lot of people might not be able to do both at the same time because they're basically competing to hear one another. It's also important to be clear about what you're doing. For example, I'm going to unlock my iPod here.
4:13 p.m. Unlock. Button. Unlock. Button. Messages. One unread message.
And as you can hear there, I'm on my home screen. So I'm going to tell you about my home screen. So on my home screen, I'm going to tap...
Mail.
Mail. So I have mail on my home screen, but let's say I want to go to weather. I'll go ahead and tap weather.
Notes.
Oh, that's not... Let's try it again.
Games folder. Weather folder. Five apps.
There it is. But, you know, and then we have settings. It's over here.
Settings.
So I'm telling you my home screen. That's the stuff that's on my home screen. I hope that's helpful to you. You know where everything is now. Of course you don't. I was just tapping at random points on my home screen. My point with that is, be clear about what you're doing. That doesn't mean you have to say every time, yes, I'm flicking left, yes, I'm flicking right, but make it clear to the audience that this is what you're doing. Just because you're familiar with the layout of an app does not mean that whoever you're talking with or whoever you're podcasting to is going to be familiar with it. And again, don't try and talk over VoiceOver. For example, I'm here talking and, you know, VoiceOver and I both are saying important things. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I don't know which one's going to win here, but you might be able to understand VoiceOver, you might be able to understand me better. See, that doesn't really work. That's why talking over VoiceOver or whatever other things you're using, particularly when it's not being used for, like, a music bed for background, doesn't really help. It's more distracting than anything. So those are some basic things that I hope will help some of you who are planning to record podcasts. People who may have already done them, maybe this will help you in terms of submitting newer podcasts of better quality. And I also want to say before I close that this podcast was not picking on any one in particular individual. Again, this is stuff that I've picked up both from my own learning experience and also from listening to a lot of different podcasts that have been submitted over the past year and a half. And not just me singling individuals out. So I hope that you take this podcast for what it's intended, and that is only to help those who need it in finding ways to record better podcasts. So thank you very much again for listening, and I hope you found it helpful. This is Scott Davert saying goodbye, everybody.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.